Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
You know.
What are you guys doing today?
Just enjoying another wonderful Pacific Northwest
weather
day.
It's so rainy today.
It was so bad.
God!
This morning, like, you couldn't see.
Was that a little too much?
It was not too much.
Oh, okay.
Driving across the bridge, and, you know, now with the damn the Baltimore bridge collapse, bridges already give me the heebie-jeebies, and I'm driving over the damn bridge today, and you can't see more than like 10 feet in front of you. My wipers can't keep up with the rain. It's very, I didn't like it. And you know what else was on the bridge? Very anxiety-driven bridge this morning. Couldn't see. I got the Baltimore thing in my head, and what is sitting right there on the damn bridge?
Cargo ship.
Log truck.
Mm.
Don't like it at all.
Well, has the local news done a story yet on how our bridges would hold up if hit by a giant cargo ship?
Well, I haven't seen that, but I did see several that were talking about the structural integrity of our bridges. Of course, now everyone has to be like, well.
Which I assume is poor, but am I wrong?
I think when a 1,000-foot ship, it was. I think we talked about this. There was a science bro that equated this to having a skyscraper thrown at a bridge. I think if a 1,000-foot cargo ship runs into whatever bridge you got, I think you're in some trouble. I don't think you can
So the whole bridge is going down if a cargo ship hits it?
We're
one for one.
One for one.
But
yeah,
does any bridge stand if a cargo ship hits it?
I don't know if we know the answer to that, but I don't think we're going to test that anytime soon.
I think the idea is we shouldn't expect it to hold up.
Yes. I think the idea is like, you know,
I think it's supposed to sustain a lot, but having a skyscraper thrown at it, not so much.
Yeah. It's like the people that still can't believe that the building came down because a loaded 747 crashed into it at 600 miles an hour. It turns out that's bad. When you get something that large and run into something, you kind of fall down.
I don't know, man. Jet fuel don't melt steel beams.
It burns pretty hot.
Whatever.
Don't even get me started on Building 7.
What?
You haven't seen that?
Are you getting into conspiracies again?
Where do you stand on the moon landing?
I'm making fun of conspiracy guys.
I feel like we're losing you to conspiracy theories these
really?
Days.
The only conspiracy that I buy into is that Trader Joe's makes their parking lots too small so you think they're busy. Now, that's a conspiracy theory
Ooh,
that I can get behind.
Okay.
Is that a thing that's out there? Is that a Reddit thread?
Nah, it's one of my favorite stand-up comedians has that. He talks about conspiracy theories, and he has low-rent conspiracy theories. Like, everyone else is doing the whole Sandy Hook and whatever and the moon landing, and he's going with the Trader Joe's makes their parking lots too small so you think that they're always busy. That's the sort of conspiracy
theory. It's a great
idea. Yeah. Yeah, Kyle Kinane, I'm looking right at you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have an article here from Food and Wine.
Is it
why
about
Trader Joe's parking lots are so small?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And their reason behind making you think that there's like a rush to get in? Because they do that with like outlet malls are always way far away. They're inconvenient because they trick you into thinking, well, if I drive all this way, the deals have to be super great and I better spend a bunch of money because I spent all this time driving out there. There's a science behind it.
Well, let me read through here. I'll have to report back.
Okay.
I have to host a show.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah. Well, either way, all I'm telling you is the bridge was a little unsettling today. Between the rain, the bridge collapse, and the damn log truck, I didn't like it. It was a little rough. I had a pucker factor today going over the bridge.
Yeah, the rain's stupid, but it's nice to know that it's going to be ending late tomorrow and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Easter weekend's supposed to be really nice here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Easter.
Yeah. really, really nice.
Forgot about that.
For your Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
Out there.
It's been a while since I've done any Easter related what have
you. Okay, I read.
You read?
I read good, okay?
What, huh?
Trader Joe's parking lots bordering on lawlessness is nothing new. In fact, they always have. Like a lot of things related to Trader Joe's, this can be traced back to the very first location in Pasadena, which has had and still very much has a challenging parking lot.
Interesting.
And by that, we mean it's small and it's busy.
Yes.
And that size factor, it's small, and the busyness factor, lots of people parking cars. Well, those are the two reasons our parking lots can be, well, a bit challenging. That's from one of their spokespeeps.
Well, that doesn't give them.
This is like someone telling us that the sky is blue.
I'm telling you, I think my man Kyle's onto something there, that they do this on purpose.
That would stand to reason.
Wait a minute. Okay, here's another reason. Okay, you ready for this, guys? Yeah. We read on.
Who knew we were going down this road today?
But some Trader Joe's newest locations have even smaller parking lots, which Miller and Sloan, those are the people that are quoted in the story, say are because their stores are also smaller compared to other supermarkets. And not only can a store's shoppable square footage determine the size of its lot, Trader Joe's stores seem to stay reasonably busy, which means an already smaller lot can fill up quickly. So they can only, because, you know, they're not as big as your regular.
It's not like a big old QFC or whatever.
So that's why they have smaller lots. They don't have as big stores.
It pisses me off.
In your face.
I got nothing against Trader Joe's, but there are many times where I am sent on the, you know, do you get sent on the store errand?
Hey,
I need you to go pick it. Well, that's because you're.
Literally never.
Well,
she knows. One, she knows that I'll be bad at it. I'll probably screw it up. And two, she orders everything from her phone now.
Yeah, just does the delivery
thing. She doesn't even go shopping.
Yeah. I just can't tell you how many times that I've done the, hey, I have to go by Trader Joe's, and I'll take one lap. I give you one lap. And if I can't find the parking spot, and I never can, you know what? I'm moving it down the road.
I had a buddy.
I'm not dealing with it.
Sent me something the other day that says Trader Joe's has everything you want and nothing you need. Like, you go through there, and, like, there's like, the basic stuff that you would just want to buy in bulk, like milk, dairy, bread, stuff like that. It's the quantities are smaller, or it's, like, it's artisanal varieties of it. Like, you can't go there like you're going to the grocery store, and all that you end up with is, like, snacks.
Yeah. But they're delightful.
Yeah.
It's really nice, but it's, like, not going to the store. It's different than
But
that.
Don't they have snacks that no one else has?
Yeah. They have a spicy, you know, I love a spicy bar mix. Quite frankly,
they have a good one.
COVID has robbed me of a spicy bar mix out in the real world. They have one at Trader Joe's that is so damn good.
They have a mixed nut mix that is it's like an everything bagel seasoning nut mix. Yeah. It is excellent.
Fantastic. They have a great selection of drinks and juices and beverages that are not available other places.
But if you're going on a store errand, you might go to Trader Joe's and not find what you need.
I just, lines and parking to me are kind of deal breakers. I don't like waiting in line and I don't like circling. In fact, this has happened a time or two. And look, remember we played the Who's the A-Hole game yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Stuarta.
Am I the A-Hole?
Am I the A-Hole?
Yeah. And I know that I am in this one, but I still do it. Because a lot of times my gal, the BTJ, will be out and about with her friends. And they'll do the, hey, after work, before we go to dinner, you know, they'll have like a dinner reservation. And they'll be like, hey, why don't you swing by and have a drink with us? Sure. Friday night, I swing by and have a drink. You've got about 5 minutes of me looking for parking. And it really is more like 3 to 3.5 minutes. And if I can't find a parking spot at that point, I will literally send the text message, not doing this. And I just drive home. Because it's
also how close do you have to be?
Two blocks. Maybe
three. 5 minutes, two blocks?
Maybe. I'm not going over three. And so I'll make, it usually results in about 2 to 3 of the concentric squares, the circles that you're making. And it's all part of my, I'm not staying for a long time. It'd be one thing if I was staying for dinner and I was going to be there for a long time, but it's not. I know that I'm going, I'm going to have a drink, and then I'm going to leave. I'm in and out in 20, 25 minutes. I will not spend 10 to 15 minutes looking for parking, walking 6 blocks to then sit down and have a drink to turn around. Not doing it. And I know it drives her crazy, but she accepts the fact that after a certain point, not doing it. I give up. And it's the same thing with Trader Joe's. I will not spend a certain amount of time looking for parking. It's not going to happen. You don't have parking, we moved on to something else.
Now, is Trader Joe's your market of choice?
It is not.
And I don't mean market of choice as in the market of choice.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Sook is a new seasons man. Is that right?
Is that the first place you go shopping?
If it's me, it's probably, again, it's merely the one closest to my house.
Which is what?
New Seasons and Fred Meyer's, and New Seasons wins out because I have to cross the street to get to Fred Meyer. So if it's a major run, Fred Meyer, because New Seasons, you spend $700 and you get 9 things. But New Seasons has a delicious hot bar and a much better bakery. So it depends. But like 90% of my shopping is split between those two stores.
Power rank, New Seasons, Freddy's, Trader Joe's, and Market of Choice.
Well, Fred Meyer's is dead last. Don't get me wrong.
Don't you have to factor
not if you need to go buy some socks?
Exactly. You have to factor everything in? There's more of them. They're everywhere. They're bigger. They've got more stuff. Maybe a little cheaper.
It's not as nice.
You have to take it for what it is.
It depends on. Then in that case, then Fred Meyer's becomes number one. If you're taking all into consideration.
Well, yeah, that's what I think you should do.
Then
if we're being fair here.
If we're being fair, all things considered, because like if I need to go buy like an extension cord and I want to get some chicken tendies, Fred Meyer is right there.
Well, wait, add Costco.
Oh.
Add Costco.
Damn it.
Now you got to buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but.
But you'll get a good deal on it.
Yeah, I don't know. Costco's it's at the back end.
It's a different animal.
It's a different animal entirely. It's a different.
Am I missing any?
Well, you got like
a Walmart.
Zupans.
Again, I think I have to take out a home loan. I put Zupans in the same category as Whole Foods. I think you have to make a lot more money or be white with dreadlocks in order to appreciate what they have going on.
Yeah, Whole Foods.
Now, what about Target? Because Target pretty much has all of the food and produce now. It's not that different from Fred Meyer. Except it's more department store than it is. It's kind of a flip
of
those two.
Let's cut it off. Target and Walmart don't make the rankings.
Yeah.
Because they're for... I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think...
Because to me, they're similar to Fred Meyer.
Well, and then the other big one here is the Safeway.
Sure. Well, Safeway, yeah.
Safeway.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
And that's the same as Freddy's.
It's the same thing as Freddy's. Although, can I say...
No, I don't think you can get like clothing items at Safeway.
You can't. Safeway thinks they're a little better than they are. Safeway's got a little snoot factor.
They cocky over there?
I think they're a little
cocky.
Do we
need to knock them down a peg here live on the radio? Let's go.
I think Safeway thinks that they're more of a New Seasons or like a Zupans. And they're not.
See, I don't see that.
Yeah, Safeway's a little crowned up.
Not that I'm an expert.
I feel like Safeway is one of those places that couldn't get away with a hot bar because people would steal from it.
Well, they have a hot bar at the one by my house.
Oh, do they? They do not have a hot bar at the one by my house.
Well, no, they don't have a self-serve hot bar. They have hot food that they would... Like, there's a Chinese place in there.
But it's not like the New Seasons where you can just go up and start scooping yourself.
No. You can't put that... You put that in a Freddy's or a Safeway, you're just asking for
messages. You're toast. You're being robbed blind.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
So which is better between Whole Foods and New Seasons?
I'm going New Seasons because Whole Foods is just, New Seasons is pretentious, but not to the level of Whole Foods.
Why?
New Seasons is a reasonable Whole Foods. Whole Foods
I think they're really similar, those two.
Whole Foods is stupid expensive and a bit ridiculous.
So let's power rank Whole Foods, New Seasons, and Zupans. Go.
New Seasons, Zupans, Whole Foods.
Okay.
Is where I'm going with that. Like, I don't go to Whole Foods. I will drive by a Whole Foods and be like, no, that's not happening.
And to me, Zupans is the most expensive and the most pretentious of the three.
Okay, so now power rank, New Seasons, Freddy's.
Like Safeway?
Safeway and Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. Power rank those four.
All things being equal, even though it's probably the lesser of quality of all of them, I would say Fred Meyer.
Okay.
And then... I'm going to say New Seasons because I love the damn hot bar. The hot bar gets me, then Safeway, then Trader Joe's.
All right. Well, I think we've settled, at least through the eyes of one Jason Sakanic, the top two places to shop among Safeway, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Market of Choice, Freddy's, New Seasons, Costco, and Zupans, Freddy's, and New Seasons. Covered a lot there.
And by the way, some of that is merely again.
It's over.
If the Safeway was where the Fred Meyer was in adjacent to my house, I'd go to the Safeway.
Okay, but what if you lived at my house where you have Zupans at the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
You have Safeway the closest, which is literally a mile.
Yeah.
And a mile point two is Freddy's. Now what do you do?
I'm still going to the Safeway. The closest one will win out for me. So it really does.
What if, okay, here's a, I'm going to throw a wrench at you here. What if Safeway and Freddy's are the same distance, mm-hmm. but one is harder to get into?
Then I'm going to the one that's easier.
Exactly. See, that's the key. The yes. key is access.
Yeah. There, if there is a left-hand turn across the traffic, this is, I'm not exaggerating on this. If you go from my house, there's a Lowe's, and all you have to do is turn left and go through a Walmart parking lot. Like, whatever long that is. Just, you turn left, go into the Walmart parking lot, go straight through the parking lot, and you run into the Home Depot. I've been living in that house for 9 years. I have been to that Lowe's probably 100 times. I bet you I've been to that Home Depot maybe 3 times. And that's only because the Lowe's didn't have what I needed, and so I begrudgingly went across the street to the Home Depot.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times.
Probably.
And all it is a left-hand turn. That's all it is.
Okay.
And well, if they were flipped and the Home Depot was where the Lowe's was, see, I would never go to the Lowe's.
In my world, Safeway is much easier.
Yeah.
Freddy's might actually be a little closer.
Yeah.
Like a par five.
Yeah.
But it's always busy in the yeah. parking lot. It's, yeah, like, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I got to go downstairs. I mean, what am I? I mean, come on.
Oh, if there's stairs
you're
involved?
Making me go downstairs here?
No, no. Like that Freddy's over by the soccer...
Of course,
soccer...
I have to go upstairs at Safeway, but they have an escalator.
Yeah, there's the Freddy's over by the soccer stadium by Providence. Huge pain in the ass to deal with.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Not going in there.
Yeah, that one...
That's right out.
Yeah, the one on Burnside. There.
Yeah, you're done.
I haven't been in there in years. Of course, I haven't been in any of these stores very much, so I'm not a good guy to ask here. But, yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad we solved that problem.
Yeah.
What? By the way, briefly, because it's being asked on both the text line and the YouTube channel, do we have a sunglasses temple update? Did we find the arm of the sunglasses?
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, everyone in my house is doubling down, claiming they saw them the day before on the desk, already broken. They're bandied together. They're already planting the seed that it's in the garage. I guarantee it. They're already like, well, you came in through the garage. No.
Now, will one of them plant it in the garage, or is it gone and in the trash?
It's either in the trash or someone is going to plant it, because they're all colluding against me.
Come on.
And claiming that they were sitting on the desk already broken, even though I rode with them that weekend. And we're already getting the, you probably broke them when you went through the garage, even though I said I didn't go through the garage. I took off my helmet and everything at the desk, which is where the glasses were.
But wait, there's no way they plant it. They plant the temple now. It's too late to plant the temple. Mm. You've already been to the garage multiple times. You've looked. That would be like Kim Mulkey making another statement.
I have not really.
You can't do.
I have not really looked in the garage.
Making matters worse. Yeah, but you've been in there.
I've been around.
They're not going to. Oh, here it is. I tell you what, the telltale sign that they broke your glasses is if they now find the temple.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave. Oh, I'm just saying, leave it. Just leave it be. You've already got him.
Yeah.
He can't prove it, Iserman.
Yeah. All three of them. The BTJ and the kids are
But I think it's Iserman.
They're all colluding against me. Every one of them.
All right, let's get to our poll question.
And also doing the, they're all looking.
Yeah, they're looking.
Yeah, they're all claiming, we're looking.
Well, they know how upset you are by this.
They are. Yeah, there was a palpable tension when this was brought up when I got home yesterday.
Because your eyes are very important to you.
Yeah, they are.
My eyes are very important to me.
What if I'm writing, I have already macular degeneration, and then like a stick flies up right in the eye, huh?
Yeah.
Then you're going to be doing spots like Henry Winkler. That's what's up.
Yeah. I'm going to say, that might say my eye is very important to me because I only have one.
I will say this late add to the conversation on grocers.
Yeah.
Fred Meyer's is too big at times. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
There's a lot happening there.
Because as a guy who usually is just looking for one thing.
Yeah.
It's frustrating to go in and go, God, where do I even start?
Different departments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
What happens when you want an iron, though, a pair of sneakers, and some reasonably priced groceries?
What I typically do is walk the perimeter.
Yeah.
The largest.
loop?
Yeah, the loop.
Yeah.
And then you can get your eyes on all the sections.
Yeah.
See, the pro Freddy's counterpoint, and this person on the Vancouver Ford text line says, at Fred's, you can get food, Starbucks, Nike socks, your meds from the pharmacy, and a bouquet of flowers. Fred's wins.
Yeah, you certainly can. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that,
you
that's get that's more the best there. Thing in its yeah. favor.
That's the only reason it would be number one.
Yeah. It's not nice. It's
full utility.
Yes, it's lesser than the others, but it offers more. You know, it's like the old It's like the old country buffet of grocery stores. Is it great? Not necessarily, but it's got a little something for everybody.
I'm gonna ask my wife this tonight. You know, she's an expert on this stuff. Yeah.
She'll be aware.
We'll see what she says.
Well, but could hers be dictated on which is the easiest for online shopping?
Yes, hers will be. Although she's always
like, who has the best app?
She's always complaining about online shoppers.
Oh.
She thinks they're
the people.
Yes, she thinks they're idiots. The people, no offense to you guys.
The people that have to gather all the stuff.
Yeah, because they just
Okay, I thought you meant like other people who also shop online.
No,
okay.
The people that have to fill your order,
right,
and then
right.
drive it to you in their cars. Boy, I tell you though, some of the decisions they make.
Well, do you really expect those people?
No,
to be...
I don't. That's what I tell her. I'm like, what do you expect? Yeah.
Person's making
you're
like,
lucky you got groceries.
Exactly. That person's making like $14 an hour and they don't really care that they're getting the wrong kind of Triscuit for you. Sorry.
Yeah, but just can you not pay attention to the Triscuit?
No. You can't. You imagine if I did that job?
Maybe try to get the order right?
Let me do that for a day and have her get her grocery order and she'll never complain again.
What do you mean?
If I was in charge of a grocery order, God forbid the substitutions that I would be making and the effort that I would put into that. So just be happy that there's other people out there willing to at least look. You may ask for a box of Triscuits. Dude, you're getting a bag of dog food at that point. I'm like, I don't know what happened. It was close enough, so I grabbed it and deal with it.
God, no pride in your work.
What are you going to do, fire me? They can't find anyone to fill that job. Good
We're gonna
luck.
Fire you.
Yeah, have fun with
that. We're going to hire your kid. He cares more. All right, let's get to our poll question next. It pertains to sports betting on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Here is poll question today. Are you ready for poll question?
I do like the poll.
Wednesday. We go hard on Wednesdays. So yeah. I want you guys to know that. It is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. It is housed on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday, NFL adopts new kickoff rules. What say you? 73% of you said, I'll just wait and see.
That's all you can
with
really
a,
do.
With a seal noise.
Yeah, that's all you can do. In. Just wait and see.
Hate it, 13%. Love it, 14%. So nobody really
I think I'm going to hate the hip drop more than I will this. I promise you the hip drop tackle will be a bigger deal than the new kickoff thing.
You think so?
Because that hip drop thing is going to be, you know. The flags are going to be flying and the fines are going to be out there. And it's just, and then we're going to get the what is or isn't because there's like three components to it because you can tackle people from behind. You can still have a hip drop, but you can't swivel when you do it. The refs are going to be so inept at calling this, especially early on. It's going to be a GD disaster.
Well, it's already hard to see the detail and nuance of what's okay and what's not in slow motion for plays that we've already seen. This is going to be a disaster.
When you watch the video that the NFL put out in real speed of what is now a penalty. Good luck. Good luck calling that.
Well, I'm not too worried about it. You guys are probably right, because, I mean, it's not like they get it right all the time.
No.
Because what was it, a couple years ago, they had pass interference was reviewable, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And then they went back on that.
And that went away.
Because it was kind of a S show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they always get it right. At the same time, from a fan's perspective, the game, you know, they're always changing things in the NFL. And we always get this argument from people who are like, oh, they're legislating defense out of the game. And, you know, this has come up multiple times.
Sure.
And as a fan, I got to tell you, I've noticed, I mean, sure, it's different. There are differences, but I have no less enjoyment watching football.
It's not impacting your
family. We always sit there and, not for me, maybe it is for some. You know, maybe there are some old school football people who are like, I can't watch it anymore. I don't think there's that many of those people. I think these changes that they're making, even though controversial and some people have good points about why you maybe shouldn't change it or this or that, I just think in general, we overreact to these changes. They're doing a pretty good job moving their game along, and it's still really freaking fun, even without, like, go all the way back to, like, some of the old hits you used to see, you know, on
the NFL crunch tapes that they would put out there.
And you like NFL Primetime and Jacked Up, the whole segment about it.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, some of those hits, it's like, oh, we can't, it's a shame we can't get those anymore. Well, yeah, but it's not like I watch a game and go, God, that game sucked because there was no Terry Tate.
Yeah.
Spearing.
Because they really have, for the most part, taken big hits out of the game. They don't really exist. You can't hit no crackbacks.
No, you don't really light anybody up anymore.
No, you can't hit receivers over the middle like that. God knows you can't breathe on a quarterback.
Blindside anybody.
No, I think, you know, defenseless receivers, even if it's a clean hit, it's not clean anymore. I will say that while it doesn't stop me from enjoying football, I will say that I don't like it as much as I did 5 or 10 years ago.
And you think this is why?
I think it's one of the reasons. I do think at times, if I had to say one thing, I would just say the protection of the quarterback to me has gone way too far. And it just, at times it struggles because it's still bad quarterback play. It still sucks. And so I'm getting crap ass quarterback play half the time, but the fact that, you know, that you're not allowed to breathe and you have these penalties that extend plays and really can determine a game because you can't hit a quarterback low, you can't hit him high. It does. I will say it negatively affects the way I watch football, but also I'm not going to stop watching it because it's the best thing going.
Yeah, see, I would say that you are in the minority in terms of protecting the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because if you just, I think the more fans are able to zoom out and realize how much fun offense there is in the game, because of some of these rule changes, including protecting the quarterback, that's why they like it more.
Yeah. This is one right here. It's like when you see Vancouver Fort Texas, when you see defensive players refusing to tackle Patrick Mahomes in the open field, there are other things like that happening because they're afraid of getting flagged. That changed the game, and that does negatively affect my enjoyment of it. It does.
That can be frustrating.
Yeah.
But
I get frustrated at times watching, but there's not an alternative to it. It's like,
but it's still good.
It's still good. The best way to do it is like, if not to be crude or whatever, but it's like your wife's like, hey, we're no longer doing this one thing. And you're like, well, damn it. I really liked that
thing.
Do you want to do the other things? Yes, I do. You know, it's like that. It's still great. Could it be better? Was it at one point better? Yes. Yes, it was. And I don't want to go back to the 80s. I don't want to see people.
I don't think it was.
I don't want to see people die. The whole concussion thing, I'm all for that. I think we had a sweet spot, I'm going to say 8 to 10 years ago. And I thought I thought that's the sweet spot. And I think we've gone too far the other way. And I think we keep creeping that way. But, you know, maybe I'm a bit of a traditionalist.
Yeah, all right. At 1080 The Fan on X, today's poll question is, how do you view the rise of sports betting in our culture? A dangerous epidemic, everything in moderation, or inject it in my veins? Vote and vote hard. We had the NCAA president come out today.
Yeah.
Chuck Baker is his name.
Yeah, we kind of forget about old Chucky Buckles.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No.
But
he's an absentee landlord.
He... he took over from Mark Emmert, and he came out today and said he wants college, he wants prop bets banned for college.
Yes.
Which is not good news if you're in Oregon and you are looking to get college betting legalized here.
Yeah, because we still don't have it.
We still don't have legal college betting, and things like this do not help lawmakers to push that forward.
The pro-clutching is real.
Yes, because Chuck Baker is basically basing this off of one NBA player, Jontay Porter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. And now he's saying ban all. So he is pushing for states with legal wagering on sports to ban all prop bets on college athletes because of that one thing.
One thing.
Well, and the assumption that there have to be others doing what Jontay Porter
is. And I would also like
to
point out he's not in college. Just saying. That's the amazing part is like, this is banned college props. Dude, the guy was in the NBA.
We did see, who was it? It was Keyshawn, it was like Boutte, the kid from LSU, bet a bunch of stuff on himself, right?
Yeah, he did. And he had his own name in his betting profile. And he was underage, too. Whoops.
Did he bet on his own props?
He was betting on himself.
He was betting on, like, he bet on 5 different LSU games himself and his teammates.
Yeah.
But props? So props are different.
I think it was props. But
I'd
but,
have to go
we'll
back,
to go back
and take
and
look. But I know he was betting on himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, vote. Vote hard. How would you vote?
Moderation. Moderation. Mm-hmm. I think there can be some guard. I don't like pearl clutching, but I understand that there can be some guardrails. But I've said it along. I think legalized gambling, believe it or not, I think does more to catch this than before.
You've said this before. I do think that the way that they're able to track exactly who's trying to beat the system or fool the system is going to be so easy to catch that you can make examples of people and people are going to stop doing it, or the dumb ones will keep doing it and then they won't play anymore.
Yeah, it was way easier to get away with this stuff before legalized gambling. So the argument you can make is that this has led to more of it. Which I don't know. I don't know how you would ever figure that out. I still think it's a very, very small percentage, but it went on before. I know that. There's been betting scandals before, so I'm not naive enough to think that this is brand new. But at least now you sniff these things out. There are people, this is their sole job, and they're really good at it, to sniff it out. So that's where I say I don't pearl clutch. I don't think that we need to freak out. There's guardrails in place. We need to make sure those guardrails continue to get implemented and do like best practices. But as long as you do that and we don't just go so freaking over the top, like ESPN putting it in their bet, like in their app, I think that's, or being up on the screen where you can live bet. I think some of that stuff's going a bit too far. I think there's a happy middle ground. And yeah, by the way, old Boutte there, 8,900 wagers, 17 bets on NCAA football games, and at least 6 involving LSU.
Okay, but not his own props. Maybe he didn't even have props.
Yeah, he might not.
Was he a starter?
Yeah, he was one of the better receivers.
Yeah.
Okay, so he probably did have props.
But yeah, that's a lot of bets.
All right. Well, we're not going to solve this problem in a day, guys.
No.
If we were to, it would be on a Wednesday, though.
That's what we love our Wednesday shows.
Yeah. So vote hard at 1080 The Fan on X. Up next, the Beavs and Cougs home game is about to be the second best thing on the CW.
I see what you did there.
You do? What did I do?
I liked it.
Because, you know, we're on the CW.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Here's Buck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Watch out, boy.
My.
All right. Fun with the drop board.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing today? How far up your ass is your head?
Wow.
Yeah, I was chastised by Johnny Ludes today.
Over that?
Well, Johnny Ludes, you know, he's from sales.
Mm-hmm.
Coug Ludes.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to make his opinions on our show known.
Oh, yeah. I do love when that happens.
Yeah. And then I'm like, thanks for the feedback, John.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Johnny. Johnny ball game.
He said we got a little too blue on something, but he couldn't tell us what it was.
Oh, he just felt uncomfortable.
He's like, that was a little much. I'm like, oh, all right. I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay.
Thanks, Karen. I appreciate that.
Yeah, John. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah.
John.
I used to get that in church a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Well, shut up.
People would complain about this, the vulgar program.
Oh, it's not vulgar. Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
Well, okay, sometimes.
I would often refer to the FCC and thought they were just fine
with
it. So.
That's right. We are policed, remember.
That's right.
There are watchdogs over this metropolitus. They watch us.
That's right.
We have bosses.
You want to ride this jock? Let's go.
We have the feds are up our ass.
Jeff Austin.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Kim, she sometimes listens.
Yeah, you know. That's something.
Okay, so the Beavs and Cougs have announced a TV deal.
Yes.
For their home football games.
Yeah.
They will be played right here on the CW.
And
when I say right here, I say that because we are on the CW.
Together. We are roommates now with the Beavs and the Cougs.
Only the first hour, but...
Yeah, sure.
But the CW, you know...
We're renting, like, we're like subleasing a room, like in the basement.
Yeah. Well... We always said this with the CSN thing back in the day, you know, Comcast Sportsnet when we were on there.
Yeah.
Radio is the cheapest content to fill the most amount of time.
Yeah. That's why back in the day when we were on
I mean, they don't even pay us.
They'd run our show like 10 hours a day, and people were like, hey, what did you guys get for that? Zero.
So if you're wondering why you see podcasts and radio shows on TV.
Yeah, it's free.
It's because it's cheap. It's cheap content. So
same reason you see reality shows.
The CW has made a kind of a jump into sports
recently.
They've got, I think, some NASCAR on there. I know they had ACC football. Mm-hmm. What else?
LIV Golf?
They had LIV Golf.
LIV Golf.
Yeah, I was like, what else was there? Yeah, LIV Golf.
And, of course, us.
Yeah. And now?
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
And now we got some Cougs and Beavs. And by the way, for the Cougs and Beavs, for most of you, I mean, this is way easier to get than what it used to be. There were so many Cougs and Beav games, unfortunately, on the Pac-12 network, and no one has that hunk of crap. Everyone has the C-Dub. It's broadcast TV.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nationally broadcast. I mean, I think it's got... I was reading today that it's the same distribution as FS1.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that and I don't know this for certain, but I'm going to assume that the Ducks and the Beavs and the Cougs, this is going to be a regional C-Dub, not national.
That's not how I read it.
So you
because we get the ACC games here.
Well, then
you know,
you're right. Maybe I am making a poor assumption then that. Because there is a CW national and then there's CW regional. Like when we're on the CW, we're just on the CW here.
Right.
If you're watching the CW, like the Gilmore Girls in Charlotte, North Carolina,
I love that show.
Oh, it's so good. And Dawson's Creek, they're not interrupting Dawson's Creek for us in Charlotte, North Carolina.
No, but I think this is akin to like with ACC.
Well, then
ACC
that's a great deal.
No, it wasn't the best ACC games.
No.
But it was some.
Well, this isn't necessarily the best, you know.
Right.
No offense, but we've seen the bowl schedules, and with the exception of maybe three games, you know, it's not the best. But again, if you're a Coug or a Beav, your games became a lot more accessible now. So
for more people, will see them now. What does that mean monetarily? Not a whole lot.
No.
But at the same time, you get
exposure.
You get more exposure.
Yeah.
And it's only for your home games. Now, the away games are going to be on CBS and Fox because of the Mountain West TV deal.
Yeah.
And this is just for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And then after that, you got to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, listeners want to know, does that make Isaac and Suk the official Pac-2 talk show of the CW?
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
Where's
could this? Be.
Let's go.
By default.
Let's make it happen. Can we print up some like Pac-12 or Pac-2 shirts? And
I think we should.
Yeah. You know, we do like a little, we do a one segment pregame.
Add to the merch store, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to have to clean it up, aren't we?
Probably. Probably. I'm not sure that Cougs Ludes is going to want us working right. blue when we're talking about the big Washington State UNLV matchup.
Got to be serious.
By the way, I don't know
sports.
If they're playing UNLV off the top of my head. I just threw that out there.
Who's playing the UNLV? I think I they know. Are. Washington State? I think Oregon is.
I decided.
Quick, name UNLV's coach. Go.
It was Marcus Arroyo.
Yeah,
it's
he's
not,
not
anymore.
There anymore.
So that's all I got.
They actually have a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he won this year. Who did they go get?
Barry Odom.
Barry Odom.
He's good. All right, anyway, the Pac-12 network.
I apologize. They do not play UNLV. They
Who
do
doesn't?
Play Washington State.
But the Beavs do.
But they do play New Mexico.
Who's their coach?
Oh, God, I don't know.
The Lobos.
At New Mexico?
Who's running the Lobos? Is that Jerry Kill?
No, he just
he
left
quit.
New Mexico
left.
State, I thought.
Yeah, he left New Mexico State.
Who's the old Notre Dame? Bob Davie.
He was at New Mexico at one point.
I don't think he is anymore, though.
No, God, that was years ago.
Howard Schnellenberger.
I don't think, is he, I think he's dead. Schnellenberger?
Bronco Mendenhall is?
Bull roar.
No way.
This is what I'm reading.
Bronco Mendenhall's the coach at,
apparently so.
At New Mexico?
Yeah, he was named their new head coach in December.
I'll be damned.
So they must have fired whoever the last guy was, and or that guy jumped ship, and Bronco Mendenhall.
Great hire.
By the way,
great
you name. Circle the date. October 19th, Reser Stadium, UNLV.
Great Boom. Little player.
Barry Odom's bringing the heat.
That's
Watch
how,
out.
That's how it goes down.
Watch out.
Yeah, that's right after the Nevada tilt.
So these home games will be produced by the Pac-12 Network. So those people that all work there.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't really have anything on the Pac-12 Network?
No.
Does it even air content?
Well, we just discussed this
We discussed this, that the new president of the Pac-12 said...
The network's going to continue to exist.
The network's going
to
continue, at least for the next calendar year, because they're using that as a bargaining chip to try to land somewhere. They say that that's an asset. That's
but
part,
will it air things?
Yes. They are going to air the Washington State, Oregon State, everything. The problem with this is... In order to meet their contractual obligations, they have to fill like it's like 300 and something separate airings of like Olympic sports. Like they don't have enough programming to fill the contractual obligation.
Find a radio show.
So they are going, well, no, because like they have to fill so many of each like Olympic sport on there. So they are going to probably, it seems like, have to air old Oregon State and Washington State Olympic sports on the Pac-12
oh, yeah.
network.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said, it's going to be a challenge to find programming, but we're going to figure it out. So you could tune in and possibly be getting like a 1994 Oregon State volleyball game. And that's what's going to...
But it'll be classic.
But it'll
it.
Be classic. And there's still some... debate on whether or not that would fill the contractual obligations or not, but they are determined, come hell or high water, to keep this thing afloat because they're using it, trying to use it as a bargaining chip, the resources of the Pac-12 network to try to land hopefully in a better conference, or if they do rebuild with the Mountain West, to keep that structure in place and use that as a bargaining chip for their next TV deal to try to get the best one that they
so
can.
So this could lead to the conference surviving.
Look, the Pac-12 right? or the Pac-2, whatever yeah. it is, the worst case scenario is it's rebranded as the Pac whatever, and it becomes an extension of the Mountain West.
Well, but yes, but it, but that would mean that the Mountain West teams jump over to
yes.
the Pac.
Yes.
Make it the Pac-10 or whatever.
That
it is
not what they want, but that is more than likely what will happen
because
in,
they're going to have a better TV deal.
Yes.
The Oregon State, the CW thing is a better TV deal.
Well, and they'll have to negotiate there.
And they would negotiate a new one.
Yes.
But that's probably why the CW is jumping in here.
Yeah, I could see
right?
that.
It's like, hey, we got the Beavs and the Cougs, and then maybe they keep it together, and then we have a whole conference.
Yeah.
To bid on.
That is not what Washington State and Oregon State want, but more than likely that is what will have to happen, is some form of dissolving the Mountain West, a full-on merger with the Mountain West. And that's one of the reasons why that $100 million kind of war chest that they have, not only will that keep them afloat for the next year or two, but they're going to need that in order to kind of, you have to pay some exit fees for some people, you know, get some assurances there and kind of rebuild your conference. So you hope that they end up in an ACC Big 12 situation, but my guess is you take the remaining two, and the best that the Mountain West and maybe one or two teams from those other smaller conferences that break away, and you reform a 12 to 14 team new Pac-12 that is essentially a slightly improved version of the Mountain West. You'd have the Cougs and the Beavs, and you'd have Boise State and Air Force, UNLV. Maybe you could pill for a couple teams, you know, Texas or maybe in the South that play in an American conference to kind of weasel over and round you out and get you into a couple different time zones. And then you sign a TV deal that, you know, look, it's not going to keep you competitive, but, you know, it's going to be better than nothing. Because, you know, the Mountain West TV deal right now, do you know what pays some of the teams like $2 to $3 million a year? I think Boise gets a little more. I think Boise gets like 5 or 6.
Do we know what Oregon State and Washington State are getting for this?
I don't know what they're getting from this, but
just home games.
You know, but if you told me right now that the new conference could get like 10,
yeah,
10 or 12, that's not great, but I think you would take it.
It's much better in the Mountain West.
Much better.
All right. We've got a college football grab bag ahead. Stay tuned. It is 3:52 on the Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
That's right. Primetime with Isaac and Suka. We've got a college football grab bag coming up next. You're going to find out what Nick Saban is doing with his time, according to his wife.
This is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the whole, I feel like sports headlines are getting more and more absurd.
But when rich people, it's not even rich, like when rich entitled people get a taste of like normal life, it fascinates me that we're like, oh my God, he's going to the grocery store. He hasn't done that in 30 years. Like, cool, Nick.
What's that? They're one of those like grocery store magazines. It's like Us Weekly. It's like Stars. They're just like us. They eat ice cream.
Like, really? Oh no, Nick Saban has to run household chore, like an errand.
Well, we do find that interesting, right? It's like, was it Christopher Walken had this?
Yeah, cooking chicken.
Yeah, like when famous people do mundane, normal, everyday things.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Like, because we don't think of them as normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. When you do see someone that's viewed as a celebrity, even if they're not a huge, see, it'd be one thing, like, if you're a huge celebrity. Like, if I saw Bob Dylan or Bono or Taylor Swift, like, if I saw them at an Applebee's or something, I'd be like, what? But when you see we saw Jerry O'Connell on an airplane, he wasn't in first class.
No, he was in my damn seat.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell, like, I'm sure that, like, everyone knows, like, oh,
everybody,
yeah.
But time for that.
He's not loaded. That guy doesn't have all the money in the world. He's not flying first class. He's just a bit of a more famous, you know, normal human being. There's levels to this game.
Yeah, I always find it, you know, I watch those behind-the-scenes NFL shows like All or Nothing or Hard Knocks or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the golf show, Full Swing, whatever. Watching them drive is always interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, wait, you just drive?
Where do you think he, like?
Well,
he,
I know,
he
but
have
I,
a driver.
But you don't think about it. It's like if you watched Donald Trump paying his electricity bill,
he'd
be like, what the hell? He actually writes a check, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't think about it. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I have
all the power. I have the best power.
Here's
some extra money.
I've told the story before, but the first time, like, Warren Sapp used to, like, give me a lot of rides because I didn't have a car, so I'd walk, and he would get mad at me because I would walk. I didn't have anywhere else to go or ride my bike. And I will say it was kind of surreal riding around with him. It was definitely a.
But how many times do you think you've just been driving in traffic and there's freaking Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah,
in a Tahoe behind you.
Yeah, plenty.
And you're like, hey,
yeah.
It's freaking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's a super famous guy, but he's not famous enough to not drive places.
Yeah.
You got to get to a certain level. Like you always hear the stories about like Bruce Springsteen, Keanu Reeves is like this. Like Bruce Springsteen takes the subway. Like you could be in New York or New Jersey and just cruising around and Bruce Springsteen could be on the seven line train.
I think Ben Stiller like walks around New York City and hops on the subway all the time. He just wears a baseball hat. And it's like, and you could just blend in if you choose to.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. But then the idea of like someone like Mariah Carey doing that, she wouldn't be caught dead.
My guess is with her is she has not left her apartment in 17 years.
Yes.
That's what I think.
100%. And then, you know, of course, we get into and we've talked about it. My most fascinating thing in the world is evil people doing mundane things. Nothing fascinates me more than the idea of the worst people to ever live. Putin, Hitler, Pol Pot, whatever, Stalin, like the worst of the worst. Count Dracula back in the day, the real dude, Vlad the Impaler, like those dudes. But then like dealing with hemorrhoids, the idea that like Putin's like, oh. I got a
or bat. Hitler's dog threw up again.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like living
Hitler's
because
clipping his fingernails.
Yes, like
what
that.
What the hell?
Like that, I can't get over that. I could watch that all day.
You know what we should do is get like rich people who are probably on the older side who haven't been out in society for a while and get them to do basic stuff. Like go ride the subway, figure it out in Uber, figure out how to like, you know, do your pickup order from Safeway or whatever it is. I would watch that.
Right here. Someone said Vancouver Ford text line. Perfect. Hitler pooping. If I told you that there was a video.
How about him having to unclog his toilet?
If I told you there was a video of Hitler taking a dump and it was 8 minutes long, you would watch every second of that. You're like, whoa. From inside the bunker, it's the whole thing. The poop, the washing of the hands, he clogs the toilet at some point, so he has to get the plunger out. The dog walks in at some part and starts sniffing around. You'd watch every second of that.
I would watch more if, like Buck said, he clogged the toilet and he had to look for the plunger.
He's looking around and
he's doing
angry.
The water walk because he's like, he's out of TP.
His pants, those puffy director pants that he wear, they're around his ankles and he's doing the waddle. You're like, oh my God. It's the most evil human being on the planet, and he just clogged the toilet. You'd watch it. You would. It'd be the number one show on TV. Evil people. Right. Imagine Ted Bundy. Ugh. You're right? The most evil human being on the planet. And then imagine Ted Bundy doing, again, like...
Making mac and cheese.
Clean his windows or something like that.
Does he cut hot dogs? Then you're like, well, only a serial killer would do that. And you're like, oh, wait, he is a serial killer. Yeah.
All right, so find out... All that to say, we now know what Nick Saban does with his time. And that will be next in a college football grab bag. It's 401 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.